Thank you, Nandan. Now we have Mr. Mohandas Pai, our CFO.
Thank you, folks, for being here. I'll take a short presentation on the financial update, looking at the moving parts in our model. The safe harbor clause to make sure that whatever I say is in conjunction with what we have said and the risks are understood by everybody. We had a good quarter. Revenues at $335 million, a sequential increase of 10.6%. Gross profit and operating profit went up higher than the growth in revenues. Net income was slightly less because of the impact of other income. Earnings per ADS went up by 6.9%. It led to an upward revision in our outlook to $1,476 million to $1,485 million of revenues, year-on-year growth of 39 to 40%. Many people asked us as to the fact that being a very conservative company, why are we upping this guidance? But the fact remains that this is reality as we saw it on the 13th of July 2004. We give our guidance every quarter based upon the data that we have, the feedback from our marketing staff, the feedback that we get from various units about business trends. So our outlook on a particular date reflects the reality as of that date, and we revise it as we go along when the quarter ends. Our EPS growth will be 33% on an annual basis. We have a competitive cost structure. If you look at the cost structure of the last 3 years, along with the cost structure in the first quarter of this year, you would find that despite pricing being challenging over the last 3 years, despite the cost of employees going up, our gross profit has been at 43.3%. It just come down by about 2.9% from what it was in fiscal 2002. We have increased our sales and marketing expenses to around 7%. Our G&A expenses have been kept constant, coming down slightly. So operating expenses have come down over the last 2 years. Our operating income is at 28.7% this quarter, and it is stabilized despite the impact of the pricing pressure that we faced in the last 2 years. Net income at around 24.8-25% has been constant over the last 3 years. It's come down somewhat from fiscal 2002, but in the last 2 years, like I said, we had to face rising pressure, we had to face an appreciating rupee, and we had to face an increased investment in sales and marketing. We have a viable on-site offshore mix. We have tried to bring the offshore revenues up. The effort, if you look at the effort in terms of offshore, they have risen compared to the last 2 years, but come down from where it was in fiscal 2002. They have risen compared to the last 2 years because the new services that we added on, namely package implementation, has seen greater traction and greater move offshore. We intend to move as much work as possible offshore because we believe that offshore adds to our competitive advantage. As we go up the value chain and add on services, we will try to move as much of the new services offshore as possible. And we have tried to make sure that offshore remains an area where we necessarily invest in and necessarily push towards. We have had high utilization rates in the last 3 years. Our utilization has been fairly high, 82.2% in 2003, 82.2% in 2004, 79.7% right now. We have said that an ideal utilization rate would be in the high 70s and the low 80s, and we would normally like to have a utilization rate in the high 70s, but the demands of business has ensured that utilization remains high. Utilization is on a 12-month basis, not 11-month basis. We take the entire 12 months utilization, and normally you have about 8% of leave to be taken away, 4% of, let's say, training needs. Now, if you look at this, we're operating at about peak capacity. We optimize our selling, general, and administrative expenses. We invested more in our selling and marketing expenses. We have invested in increasing the number of people in sales and marketing, and we have made sure that the number of people does not go up proportionately in G&A. We have noticed and studied that major corporations increase the middle layer, middle non-producing layers, which ultimately lead to a set of paralysis the analysis, because there are too many people around calling meetings and holding sessions which talk about analyzing businesses. We made sure that we empower the operating units to earn that revenue and get the operating margin that we want. So our intention is to reduce our G&A as a percentage of total revenue, and it will give us some slack to manage any wage pressure that we might feel. Wage pressure is manageable. The total salary cost as a percentage of revenue, it includes salary offshore in India for our delivery units, includes salaries on sales and marketing staff, includes salaries on G&A staff, is 50.7%. We have introduced a variable compensation structure for the entire staff that we have. Up to 20% of the offshore income is variable. The variability depends upon the revenue target being earned, depends upon the growth of the individual operating units, and depends upon the margins that individual business units earn. So by linking it to margins, linking it to growth, we have brought in some kind of protection against any great wage pressure that might arise. At the entry level, because of the fact that about 275,000 engineers and MCAs graduate every year from India, with the intake of 325,000 every year, at the entry level, wage pressure has eased completely. There are a large number of bright young people available, but we need to train them. We typically spend about $5,000 per person to train them in a global training center. We pay market-led salaries. Our attrition rates are low, 10.9%. The great majority of attrition taking place in the 1 to 3 year band. In the 3 to 7 year band, the attrition rate is much less than in the 1 to 3 year band. Pricing environment is stable. We had a pricing change in fiscal 03 of 0.8%, 5.9% in fiscal 04. In fiscal 05, the first quarter has been 1.3% negative. But this negative factor has been because of the mix of business and not because of any pricing trends. In the last many years, our mantra has been to get the best price for our services. We never use price as a marketing tool or a strategic tool. We always said that we must get the right price for our services. And today, we find that existing customers are willing to look at giving us higher prices as per the contract. In the large number of contracts, we have price escalation clauses which depend upon inflation in the home countries. Sometimes we use this to negotiate prices which may come up slightly, but the impact of any pricing increase will depend upon the mix of business every year. It will not be very evident in the portfolio of services that we have, but I could tell you that new customers are coming in at higher prices, and it's our intention to get higher prices, and we do talk to existing customers about prices whenever the opportunity arises. So this one risk is behind us for this year. We have had strong volume growth. Quarter 105 gave us a volume growth of 44% year on year. Last year we had 48.2% and fiscal 03, 38.8%. We grew the fastest of the last 3 years in the most challenging year we have had, the last fiscal year. And this year we are growing at about 44% in the first quarter, and you will notice that the overall market is not growing. So obviously we are growing in market share. So there is a trend towards offshore globally that is going on, and we are participating in this trend in a very, very big way. New services are adding more value to Infosys. I invite your attention particularly to package implementation, which is 16.5% of revenues in the first quarter compared to 14.5% in the last fiscal. It's gone up from 9.8% in 02. This particular practice gives us higher gross and operating margins than the other practices, and we have made sure that 40 to 50% of this practice is done offshore, and this gives us a great quantitative advantage. An ability to grow this business depends upon the availability of trained people, so we have set up a training school in Hyderabad which could train 1,000 to 1,500 consultants, especially in enterprise solutions and package implementation, like implementation of SAP, Siebel, PeopleSoft, Oracle, etc. We always had a consulting piece, but with Infi Consulting, the consulting content of a business should go up. The margins of consulting are less than the margins in the rest of the business, but we do think that having a consulting content will drive the value up for the entire value chain, and this will, in the overall context, make sure that we earn the margins that we desire. Our product portfolio has been going on a yo-ho. It's at 2.2%, come down from 4.6%. It's a banking product that we have. we have about 60 to 70% of the banking market in India. About 4 to 5,000 branches are getting there on a core banking, and we have led the way in transformation of the entire banking industry in India to something of a state-of-the-art in the use of IT. There have been significant cost reduction for our clients because the use of our product, significant flexibility, and ability to manage the customer base across a vast country. Exchange rate movements have had an impact. If you look at the exchange rate movement, since we report our balance sheet, the functional currency of the rupee, if the rupee were to appreciate, it does have an impact. And last year, the rupee appreciated by about 8.7%. We had a 5% appreciation of the rupee from the 15th of March to 31st of March last year. And this year, by the first quarter end, we are seeing the rupee depreciate by 6%. But overall, this year, we expect the rupee to be nearly flat at this particular point of time. If you look at the components of exchange variation, there are two components. One is the transaction difference, which arises from the upon the gains or losses on the differences in foreign exchange between the date of recording and the date of realization, and the translation difference. The translation difference arises from the translation of assets in another currency into the Indian rupee at every quarter end. So if there is a rapid movement of the rupee at quarter end, it does have an impact on us in the P&L, in the line item, other income. We hedge to make sure that the gains, that the transaction differences are hedged. We are unable to hedge significantly to ease out the translation differences because of certain regulatory constraints. We normally hedge for up to 2 quarters on a net foreign exchange inflow basis. Today we have about $230 million hedge on a forward basis. Our investment in CapEx remains strong. Last year we invested about $75 million, and this year we said we'll invest about $140 to $175 million to create capacity, to upgrade technology, and to be as close to state-of-the-art as possible. We are investing for the future. This year we are making a total investment of $32.2 million in additional expenditure hitting the P&L compared to the previous year. We are investing $10 million in a banking product, $16 million in the business plan initiatives of IBUs. Our independent business units have their own 3-year business plan. They asked for a certain level of investment to be made, and they've assured us in return that they will grow at a fast pace and give us the margins that we want. So we have committed an investment level of $60 million to build business solutions, enhance the marketing effort, enhance the marketing collateral. And it has an impact of 2.2% on our revenues for this year. We have a robust balance sheet, debt-free, cash and cash equivalents of $468 million as a quarter end. Our policy is to earn a minimum of twice the cost of capital on average capital employed and twice the cost of capital in invested capital. Economic theory tells us that those firms who are efficient in the use of capital, efficient in the use of labor, are the ones that are going to succeed. And we are efficient in the use of both. We have an accounts receivable at 58 days, which is pretty good. In summary, we are financially strong and profitable, growing faster than the industry. We have a robust revenue model and a competitive cost structure which can take in some external shocks. We have an ability to scale up to meet the demand, and we are willing to make investment for future growth and differentiation in tune with the vision that we have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mohan, and I'm sure you all will take a while to digest all those numbers, so that keeps me in my job, right?